on inside of us, we know our human background and the sense of history of which we are a part. Reading from a book is no substitute for a museum and the experience of this. We all have a need of a sense of belonging and of cultural identity. It's an important foundation for our individual development. Today, the American public is tremendously interested in knowing more about its Indian heritage. So, in a sense, your museum, to preserve your history and to interpret it, is also an inspiration and treasure for all of us to understand our common heritage and to know that we are brothers, or at least cousins. In the city of Washington, we too value and are very proud of our National Art Gallery and the Smithsonian Institution. Visits a year. That figure has now soared to over 300 million and is rapidly climbing. I understand your museum is also to be a place where arts and craft are displayed and where they may be purchased by those who value them. This is a happy combination. The preservation and continued development of Indian arts and craftsmanship is of concern to our whole country. Through them, the craftsman expresses the very essence of a people in a language that we all understand. Art, craft, and tradition are taken for granted in life among Indian people. There are more practicing craftsmen among the Indian population in America than in any other racial community. We have helped maintain this distinct identity of cultural heritage. Your potters produce objects that are right in the living tribe tradition. All of us, in these days of mass-produced machine products, find a feel in seeing and owning something that's been handicraft and grows out of a rich cultural heritage. I'm told that the craftsmen of your village have long been known for their distinctive pottery and clay. Over past centuries, traded for hundreds of miles. I believe your present-day pottery, with this art and grass training center, could look forward to work not only to fulfill basic spiritual a dependable income, and I hope that many of your people will pick up and keep the pottery tradition going. The center that you're dedicating today is a symbol of your successful cooperating efforts. You can take pride in going on that your history and tradition will be preserved and tie in with economic development. Did your tribal council dream when permission was given to the professors helping reconstruct your history by archaeological investigations, that within 8 years, the Picarias Pueblo would have a fine museum of its own. This museum is a monument, a challenge, and an opportunity. It's a monument to you Picarias who are non-Indians and who've been working side by side unselfishly. The museum is a challenge to fill its many blank pages of history. Challenge to prove that it can be self-supporting, and that will not be easy. It's an opportunity to inspire some of your children here today to become archaeologists like Dr. Dick, or historians, or to train to be museum curators and directors, to become your nucleus for a training facility to serve you and your neighbors. You're indeed a fortunate people. You occupy a site picked out many hundreds of years ago for you. It's a site of great beauty. The air is pure and the water is unpolluted. While preserving your identity, you are making progress in adapting to obtain a sound economic base for income that will make you self-sufficient. You have two trout ponds to bring money to the Pueblo, and a great deal of pleasure I was noticing. You have attraction for visitors in your excavated ruins and kivas. I'm sure you look forward to the time when you will have cabins to rent for hunting and fishing. City Americans are looking for places to vacation where they will not be jammed together with their neighbors. For those of us who live stacked up in air-conditioned glass boxes in the city, your beautiful mountain valley with its clean, clear air brings us back into touch with nature and reminds us that we too are animals. Few of you who have not lived in the big cities of America can know how important this is to us. This museum is concrete evidence to me that the Pickereers are on the upward road. I don't say that it's an easy climb, but you're on a road to making maximum use of your resources. You're developing new opportunities for yourselves, and when you're well along, your young people won't have to drift off working steel mills in the Midwest or unskilled jobs on the West Coast. The opening of this museum, Arts and Craft Training Center, is a first for the Pueblo Indians. I consider this a great step for a proud people to share much of their history through artifacts displayed here with their non-Indian friends. We commend the Economic Development Administration. They cooperated with the Pickereers and Pueblos Council in making the funds available for this project. They have been blessed by a great many friends, and they have all been introduced to you today. They've worked without pay and without tiring effort. I'd like to share with you something that's given me great pleasure. It was written by Larry Bird, one of the young Pueblo students at Santa Fe School. Quiet, subtle laughter of women as they prepare the meal. The food, hot and steamed, nourishing, served in a pottery bowl. The same color as the people. The glow of the awakening sun as it pours itself into the darkness of mud plastered walls, beginning another day. This is the world of the Pueblo. And now this is a new day. The laughter is still subtle. Still quiet. Food is still hot. Still humbly accepted and given thanks for. Only the plaster has changed. But the sun is still round, like the pottery, like the kiva, and still the color of the people.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. I would like to say at this time, for the benefit of all those who have and are still working for the Pickereers Indians here, that we appreciate and thank you. We want for you to do a good job like you have been doing in the past. I can't mention all of your names, but you know who you are. Many of the Indian people of the Southwest and many other reservations are always appreciative when such guests as we have today come visit us from a long distance and to see that our culture is far from vanishing and will stand to exist for quite a while yet. This time I would like to call on Mr. George Durant and his dance group for this afternoon, Mr. Durant. For our third dance, we will have the Kiowa dance. It was not too long ago that we were enemies of the Kiowas to the east. So at this time, we have these little boys dancing for us, the Kiowa dance.
George, do you have the other group ready? Thank you.
singer is Ramos Duran.
Governor Joe, Mr. Joe Pate. Thank you very much.
refreshments is now being served in the museum. If you have any fishing rods or anything, you can fish in our new pond also. Thank you very much.
The main speaker was the Honorable Newton Edwards, Staff Assistant to the Secretary of Interior, Washington, D.C. Comanche war dance by the Namwe Pueblo children.
Thank you. The singers are Ramos Duran, Bernard Duran, George Duran. Bernard Duran is playing the drum. Martinez and Juan Martinez have joined them.
from Santa Fe, Albuquerque that were here with us today. That is our sermon for the day today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming up and visiting us.
That was George Duran.
Those who live at this ancient pueblo, which alone can save the broad, spacious avenues of the world's younger and unhappier cities. From this ways, and the man of this ancient pueblo came the spirit, which we must cling to and develop today if we are to advance along the broadening path of progress. Good afternoon, visitors. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Joel Lopez. We are certainly happy to see many familiar faces here today. We're glad that many of you could come to Picaries and join us in this occasion that we have for this afternoon. In years to come, this particular occasion and this particular day will certainly be remembered as one of the special days of the Korean. It gives me great pleasure at this time to have our foremost and dedicated, hardworking, common leader, Governor Alfred Grill. Thank you, Governor Rail. On many occasions, such as today, he has been for our people and many of our visitors, he has been for us at this time. On many occasions, such as today, he has and have. And it's good to many of our guests today to give such performances as you have seen this afternoon before many of our other guests arrived. If our next dance group is ready, I would like to call on them at this time. Mr. George Duran, the next dance group ready? For our first program, we will have the Picaries Indian Basket Dance. your dad's grave come up?